I was thinking on the way over here, should I speak on something in relation to Madhavendra Puri, because it's Madhavendra Puri's disappearance day? Or should I speak on something from Srimad Bhagavatam? And then I thought I would ask you which of the two, and then you would all say both. And I don't think there's time for both. So... both are nice. What was that, a vote for Madhavendra Puri? Or something else? Okay. We had a nice time this morning speaking about Madhavendra Puri. Speak something about Madhavendra Puri, because his presence in our lives, which means in our disciplic succession, is very, very significant. We discussed this morning from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada was writing in his purport about this wonderful verse that Madhavendra Puri recited again and again and entered into a stage of love for Krishna in the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan, which before him, this wasn't even known. It was known by Lord Brahma. But in our line from Madhvacharya and his spiritual master, Lakshmi Patita, just like in Udupi, Udupi Krishna doesn't even have Radha by his side. And going back in Vrindavan, when the deities of Madan Mohan and Govindaji and Gopinath were installed by Bhajanab, there was no Radha. The followers of Lord Chaitanya, beginning to worship those deities, placed Radha by his side. And the reason for that is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. The mood of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya were based upon the Srimad Bhagavatam. The mood of Lord Chaitanya was the mood of ecstatic love. The mood of ecstatic love. In the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan, exactly as Madhavendra Puri established. So, that was a precursor to Lord Chaitanya's manifesting that same ecstatic love. Of course, the internal reason is something else. Is Krishna desiring to experience the happiness of Radharani in her relationship with Krishna, and so forth. The qualities in him as she alone experiences, the happiness she derives from experiencing those qualities of Krishna, the love that she feels for Radha, for Krishna. He wished to taste that. But Madhavendra Puri was manifesting that same ecstatic love. And externally, he was a Paramahansa Vaishnava. Paramahansa even by textbook standards. The Prabhupada's teaching, according to the process of acceptance of sannyas, there are three stages. Bahudha Kuti Chak and Parabrajakacharya, and then Paramahamsa. He was on the Paramahamsa stage. So the practice or tradition was, when someone was to take sannyas, the first step of or stage of sannyas is they would move outside the village, and from the village people would come and make offerings. Another, they would go into the village and do madhukari. Then another, they would travel here and there with no fixed residence and do madhukari, parivrajakacharya. And the Paramahamsa stage, this is just like in terms of controlling the tongue, in the Paramahamsa stage, unless somebody approached them and gave them something, they wouldn't eat. They would fast. So, as Madhavendra Puri was traveling from holy place to holy place on pilgrimage, just as many sannyasis would do, unless somebody invited him to take something, he would fast. So he commonly would fast, sometimes for days. And Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this in detail. One time he was enduring such a fast for several days, and he was in Vrindavan, and he had stopped in his pilgrimage for the evening by the side of Govardhan Hill at a place that is Govindakund, and he was seated under a tree and just chanting the holy name of Krishna. And one village boy came and offered him a pot of milk. And Madhavendra Puri said, "How did you know that I was fasting?" And he pointed to the other side of Govindakund and said, "Some of the village ladies, they saw you, and it's our practice in this village. No one goes hungry. So they asked me, please bring this pot of milk to that sadhu. And so I brought it for you. But it's milking time, so I must go now. So I'll come back later and get the pot, the empty pot from you." And he just disappeared. And Madhavendra Puri began drinking the milk and was feeling ecstasy from something special about this milk. And he began to reflect on the little boy that came and brought the milk. And then he realized the little boy wasn't just a little boy, it was Krishna, who was reciprocating with his devotion and his hunger, and he brought a pot of milk. And so he was feeling double ecstatic. At the same time, he's feeling very sad. "I didn't even recognize Krishna when Krishna came right in front of me." So in that state, he continued chanting into the evening. And as he was dozing or falling asleep, in his dream appeared the same boy and said, in a nice little boy voice, "I am Gopal." "The very same Gopal that came and brought you the milk in my deity form is some distance away. And I've been waiting a long time for you to come because I want to be worshipped by you. So please find me and you'll find me here," and describe the place where you would find him. And Madhavendra Puri woke up. And again, he was in ecstasy. Gopal Krishna appeared before him personally, now appeared in his dream, and he wants to be worshipped by me. So in the morning, according to the indication of Gopal, he gathered some village people. He's a sadhu, so he just enlisted their assistance and went to the very place, and as they were clearing away the brush, they found the deity of Gopal. And the deity of Gopal is big. the very place, when you do Govardhan Parikrama, some distance off the main Parikrama road, off where there used to be brush, and now, you know, many things happen in Vrindavan. The landscape changes quickly, especially where there's something valuable. Just all the trees were cut down. It used to be the area in Suryakund, where Radharani, worshipping the sun god, would go, and it was a rendezvous place for Radha and Krishna. It used to be like a forest. Now it's like a desert, just because people chopped the wood down and used it for whatever they wanted to use it for. Anyway, that area was heavily wooded around Govardhan Hill at the time. And he had the deity placed up on the hill of Govardhan, and had a whole procedure, just like a deity installation, with hundreds and thousands of buckets of water for bathing the deity, and then milk, and whole procedure for Abhishek, and he was very expert in deity worship, so he knew the whole procedure. He had ornaments brought and requested the village people to make preparations, an anukut, like we do at Govardhan Puja time. Many preparations, and a whole sea of preparations placed before the deity of Gopal, and a grand installation festival. The whole of the residents of Vrindavan are naturally Krishna bhaktas and devoted to Krishna. Here's a sadhu who, very quickly the news spread, Krishna came before him. And then Krishna revealed this deity form. Because long, long ago, the deity of Gopal was worshipped, but for keeping the deity in a safe place at time of risk, the deity was put in a remote place and abandoned. So, he wanted to be worshipped by Madhavendra Puri. So many people were very happy to assist him in this installation. In fact, it was so much appreciated by the residents that the nearby village, they said, can we do the same thing tomorrow? And then after the same thing tomorrow was another village that we, so for a whole month, they had a big festival, big offering and big aarti and big celebration in honor of the deity Gopal. And after some time, Madhavendra Puri initiated some of the local Brijbasis, and he trained them in the process of worshipping Gopal. And this went on for a year. He, who was the Paramahansa Vaishnava, like describes, he was worshipping Gopal because Gopal wanted to be worshipped by him, so he was doing what Krishna wanted. His residence was on the bank, or on the side of the Govinda Kund, and the worship of the deity was nearby. And after 1 year passed, he had a third vision of Gopal in a dream. Again, Gopal appeared and said, your worship is very nice, but my body is still very hot from not being cared for so long, and the summer season is coming soon to Vrindavan, and it gets very hot in Vrindavan. So I request you, find some camphor and sandalwood and bring large quantity here and rub sandal and camphor on my body throughout the summer. Go quickly. And when he awoke, by the time the sun came up the next morning, he was gone. And his heart filled with joy to just serve Gopal. One can only imagine if you were a Paramahansa Vaishnava and Krishna's giving you some service, what you would feel. So, as he traveled, he didn't make a straight line to... He was going to Puri, where, for some reason, there was apparently he supplied. He felt he could procure. So he went by way of Bengal. He visited Shantipur, and there in Shantipur, Advaita Acharya received initiation from Madhavendra Puri. And then he went heading for Puri, heading in a southerly direction. And as he was traveling in a southerly direction, he heard of a temple of Gopinath. And that temple is a very nice temple. In fact, it's not only Gopinath, but on both sides, Govinda and Madan Mohan, and Gopinath in the middle. So, as he was attending the aarti, he saw the beautiful form of the deity, and he had heard that the deity received very, very nice milk preparations, especially a kheer preparation. So he was thinking, it would be very nice if I could learn how to make this kheer and offer it to Gopal. And if I could just taste some, then I could understand what the ingredients are. And then he went, oh no, I'm thinking of eating but hasn't yet even been offered to the deity. What a offender, sinful person. So he remained for the duration of the aarti and then left in a very unhappy mood. What an offender I have been. So the Gopinath deity, understanding the desire of Madhavendra Puri, hid some of the sweet rice during the offering behind his garment, so the pujari didn't even know that he had done it. And the day ended, and the deity house closed, and the pujari went to sleep. And in his dream, the pujari received an instruction from Gopinath. He said, wake up. I've stolen some sweet rice, some kheer, for a sadhu, Madhavendra Puri, who's over on the back side of the altar, of the temple, outside in the courtyard, down in the marketplace area. Come and you'll see. It's hidden, but it's behind me, behind my dress, and you'll see. Wake up and do this service right away. So the pujari woke up and was very amazed and took his bath and put on his fresh cloth, got the key to get in because you have to keep deity rooms locked up in India. And he had the only key. So no one could get in. In other words, when he found the kheer, he understood it was actually the deity that stole the sweet rice and told him, take the sweet rice to Madhavendra Puri. So we went out the gate and into the marketplace and was calling out, Madhavendra Puri, Gopinath has some sweet rice for you. Where are you? You're the most fortunate person in the whole universe. Madhavendra Puri, where are you? Please identify yourself. He woke up, Madhavendra Puri. He said, I'm Madhavendra Puri. Here's my passport and visa. Driver's license. And he gave him, the pujari gave him the sweet rice and just fell at his feet with tears in his eyes, appreciating what is the elevated position of this sadhu? The deity that I've been worshipping just stole some sweet rice for him and said to bring it to him. How wonderful is this person? Madhavendra Puri was like receiving, now it was receiving from Gopal in Vrindavan, now it's Gopinath in Ramuna. How intimate is their relationship? And as he was taking the sweet rice in ecstasy, he had this intuitive sense that as soon as the people in the village of Ramuna find out, then they'll want to come and offer their honor and praise and all those things. So he left before they even got up in the morning. And they went to look for him and he wasn't there. And he continued instead to head in a southerly direction for Puri. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes that a person's, not just fame, a person's renown, you know, good repute or ill repute, a person's renown precedes them. So as soon as he got to Puri, people in Puri had already heard. And he was famous before he got there. Oh, you're Madhavendra Puri. Gopinath stole the sweet rice for you. Please, what is it that we can do for you? And so he, after darshan of Jagannath and meeting the Vaishnavas in Puri, they were making arrangements for a very large supply of camphor and sandalwood. And some assistance to help carry him, and some money to help get past all the toll collections and so forth, going through different territories. And off he's set to go back to all the way to Vrindavan. Look on the map, and how long is it? How far is it from Vrindavan to Puri? And summer was coming, so he had to hurry back. But he went through Ramuna on the way back. And as he was passing through Ramuna, again, for another time, Gopal appeared in his dream. Anybody have a dream where they've seen Krishna? And Gopal said to him, the summer has already come, so take the camphor and sweet rice, camphor and sandalwood, and place on the body of Gopinath, because after all, Gopinath and I are the same. So he was in ecstasy, and he stayed in Ramuna for the summer and hired some people, because he had some funds for all this travel, so he hired some people to grind the sandalwood and gave to the pujaris, and they were very happy to have quantities of sandalwood and camphor all summer long for Gopinath. Madhavendra Puri kept his bhajan kutir in the area just behind. And those of us that have visited in Ramuna, you remember the place where he stayed. And because of his Krishna consciousness, because of his transcendental relationship with Krishna, his presence spread Krishna consciousness, or the appreciation of the process of chanting and the teaching of devotion to Krishna far and wide. Like Lord Chaitanya, he didn't write many books. Unlike Lord Chaitanya, he didn't establish a movement, the Sankirtan movement. That was Lord Chaitanya's role or mission, to establish the Yuga Dharma of chanting the holy names, and with him bring his associates to widespread, pass on the message of devotion to Krishna and show by example to the whole world the teachings of pure devotion to Krishna. But the seed of all of that was there in Madhavendra Puri. He had a number of very prominent disciples, as mentioned, one of them was Advaitacharya, but Ishwara Puri was another. And we know from Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita that Ishwara Puri had written one book about Krishna's pastimes. and would regularly recite it. And in the same way, recite meant taste the pastimes, enter into the and relish the pastimes through the process of narrating the pastimes. And in this way, the pastimes come to life. He actually experienced. This is the same method as the six Goswamis followed. There's a description in Bhakti Ratnakar that it was again a little carryover from the morning class. This verse that Madhavendra Puri recited again and again is a method of mantra upasana. It's a form of worshipping a particular pastime of Krishna, or a form of Krishna, or features of Krishna, or a quality of Krishna, and entering very, very deeply into that particular message. Because within mantra, as within sacred sound, within transcendental sound vibration, it's not just information.